Scott Walker, Kenosha violence could be the difference in Trump winning Wisconsin. By Trent Baker on November 1, 2020. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, R. argued Sunday on New York AM WABC 770 Radio's The Cats Roundtable that the civil unrest seen in Kenosha, Wisconsin, this year in response to the officer-involved shooting of Jacob Blake could help President Donald Trump on Election Day. Walker, noting how silent the Democratic presidential ticket of Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, was during the unrest, emphasized that suburban voters are very, very concerned about the violence they witnessed. Late in the summer, after the DNC, after Joe Biden and Kamala Harris had been silent about the violence all across the country, finally, we saw the tragic situation in Kenosha, where they burned much of the business downtown to the ground, and there were tragically two deaths, Walker told host John Katzimatidis. Only then did Joe Biden start to murmur anything about speaking about the violence. But I think that turned voters out in Kenosha County, which is a critical county. I carried it each of the times that I won, but it's a traditionally Democrat area. And I think it sent out a warning sign to a lot of the suburban voters elsewhere in the state, near Milwaukee, who are very, very concerned about their own safety. He continued, and I think if the president wins, which I hope he does, it will be because of that moment where people started to set aside maybe some of their other issues and realized the safety of themselves and their families was paramount. Walker added that because of the riots and violence in Minneapolis following George Floyd's death in Wisconsin after Blake's shooting, suburban voters are a factor now in both swing states. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent. Editor's note, an earlier version of the story indicated Jacob Blake had died due to the shooting. Blake is still living, and the story has been updated to reflect this.